Cochrane for all. Better evidence for better health decisions.
Yeah. All right, Casey Quinlan here with the Beyond the Room team at the Cochrane Colloquium, talking to one of the keynote speakers from this morning's session, Dr. Dalila Martinez, who is from Peru. She is a medical doctor who is an infectious and tropical medicine doctor who also has training in internal medicine. She has an MS in public health, is getting a PhD in clinical epidemiology. In other words, she's one of the busiest people on the planet. But she gave a very powerful talk this morning about the burden of treatment and the burden of illness and how she has learned that both in clinic and from personal experience. So what has your journey been like, Dalila? You started in infectious diseases and then sometime in the last decade discovered that you yourself had gotten an infectious disease.
Yes, that's right. We, as a medical doctor, we are exposed to several kinds of diseases. And of course, we have our own risk previously from our genes. And as tuberculosis is a big problem in the whole world, especially in developing countries as my own, as Peru. So I have been always, even during my previous training, during my medical school training, I always been exposed to this disease. Even if we take care of all the biosafety protection, we always get exposed. So I believe it was a great experience for me. I learned a lot. I learned more from my personal experience than during my medical training, I mean regarding MDR-TB, not from the drugs, the treatment schedule and everything, also from how you will face as a patient the problems and the discrimination sometimes. Yeah, sometimes people fear more about discrimination than the treatment side effects. I personally didn't feel that discrimination. Actually, it was a family problem. My relatives, especially my parents, they got worried about my health condition, and also they got concerned about how I will be discriminated from our friends. Surprisingly, as people is getting more involved, is getting more knowledge about this huge problem, which is TB, they didn't get surprised about, because I was exposed as part of my job. But probably some of my patients, maybe I might guess half of them, they might fear about this discrimination, while maybe they didn't need to be worried about that. Probably their relatives or their friends will be more supportive if they just open the door and say, yes, I have TB and I am taking the treatment and I will be well at the end of the treatment.
So why do you think it is? That's a very human reaction, very human response. That doctors and other medical professionals, and this is true, you know, in any setting, but in healthcare in particular, that you cannot really understand what someone's experience is until you have had that experience, which complicates medical care, because a doctor will think that they're being empathetic, but until they have gotten to that point where they themselves become the patient for that condition, It's like suddenly their mind is more open. What, you know, is there anything that research or medical school teaching could do to maybe circumvent some of that?
The thing is, there is a lot of information that we have to get during our medical school training. So expending some time in these social and humanitarian issues, sometimes it is perceived as a wasting of time, or that probably you will learn that during your interaction with patients. However, while you are running your clinical practice, you will see that at the end of the day, it is very short time that you have available to spend with patients. And sometimes, if you have the opportunity that one patient come to you and start to open that door and express their feelings, the first time you will get afraid of that because you never been exposed to that. You get scary, and it will depend on the previous experience that you might have, that you will be able to manage that and continue and stay with the door open. But if you don't have that previous experience, your first reaction will be just to close the door, try to avoid the issue, and run with what you know the best, which is the scientific rules, the guidelines, the protocols, the numbers, as I mentioned in my speech. So it is very difficult to do that. Probably the main opportunity that we have to learn these kind of issues will be when we are experiencing that, either as a patient or maybe either as a relative of a patient who has this chronic disease or very very dangerous and probably fatal disease. So, yes, if you don't have the experience, it will be very difficult to manage that.
Yeah, takes a special sort of empathy to really get it until you get it.
Yeah.
All right, well, Dr. Dalila Martinez, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you to you.
Cochrane for All, better evidence for everyone. Follow the hashtag Cochrane for All to get the science and evidence to empower better decisions.